Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
There is a ton of immigration stuff that I'm going to cover today. We'll get to it. We have great audio from President Trump, and then I mentioned something happened at Kristi Noem's event as well. We're going to get to all that. We got a lot to cover today. But look, there's important topics outside of that. And I think I've declared my love and affection for the Free Press on many occasions because they do some great reporting over there. And I read a story by Franny Block, who's with us this afternoon, on a situation in Philadelphia. And I think when you hear the details of this, you'll say, hey, how much is this happening here in St. Louis or elsewhere? Because it's just outrageous. It needs to be highlighted. Franny, welcome back. How are you this afternoon?
Doing well. Thanks so much for having me.
So this has to do with public high schools in history in Philadelphia, right?
Yes. So my story for the Free Press, it covers the history and social studies curriculum at Philadelphia's public schools. Now, this is the curriculum that is developed by the district and recommended to teachers. They can choose whether or not to use it. But essentially, through my reporting, what I found is that this curriculum has a very strong, essentially anti-American bent to it. And again, this is an issue I've covered, frankly, across the country, which
right.
is this growing
right.
trend in teaching as well of having teachers teach students what to think about a subject, not how to think about a subject. And this curriculum is kind of riddled with that, where it'll tell students, for example, the opening anecdote is a lesson plan in the Gilded Age in progressivism. And it asks students a question, what do you need to overthrow oppression? And then on top of that, one of the kind of learning goals that students are meant to take away from this unit is that new horizons of industry lead to greed and exploitation. And so, again, you can start to see how this leans into a very, frankly, far-left view of America that, you know, is up for debate and conversation. If this were posed to students as saying, let's debate this, do you agree, disagree, I think that'd be one thing. But these ideas are being presented to high school students in Philadelphia as fact.
Yeah, I want to get to more specific examples, but explain who Ismael Jimenez is, because he's the director of social studies, and you offer some stark examples of things that he's done. Look, I have a son who is a social studies teacher. I've jokingly said indoctrinator because, you know, we don't necessarily agree on the politics. He's up in Chicago right now. But you worry, at least I worry, because I have a 10-year-old daughter right now, and she watches something in class called CNN 10. Are you familiar with CNN 10?
I'm not.
So they do something that is, and I think they even do a podcast, during the school year, the kids can watch a little, you know, capsule of the news on CNN, and it's 10 minutes, and it sort of goes through the different stories of the day. I've watched a couple of these, and they're not as blatant as what you're going to highlight here, but there's still a pretty big bent to it, and a lot of it is because of racial issues, et cetera. So I guess my point on that is the brainwashing starts relatively early, but then you have examples of this guy, which are even worse, I think, as you highlight in your story.
Right. So Ismael Jimenez, he didn't respond to my request for comments, unfortunately, when I was piece, but he's the director of social studies curriculum in the Philadelphia public school system. So he's kind of the person leading the charge in developing the district's curriculum And he helped to develop this high school curriculum that I highlight here in this piece. And even just kind of looking through his public-facing profile on Instagram, on Facebook, you start to see that he is, like many teachers and curriculum developers in the country, of the opinion that teachers aren't meant to be activists. They are meant to raise students who are student activists, and they see education as kind of this ability to make change in the world, but in doing so, it's again to teach students how to think about the world through a very, or what to think about the world, I'm sorry, through a very specific world lens. And
yeah,
just going through his Instagram, you'll see he'll post things of the American flag, for example, being thrown in the trash. He compared the United States to the Soviet Union and North Korea. These aren't necessarily mild views. These are pretty extreme views about the United States. And again, he's in charge of helping to guide social studies curriculum for the nearly 200,000 students in Philadelphia.
Yeah, the 331 schools. This is one of the largest school districts in the country. He says on Instagram, every child should walk into a classroom and feel the revolution stirring in the air, because that's what real education is, liberation with a syllabus. And you mentioned that there's, you know, the image of the flag being thrown in the trash. My question would be, God bless you, Franny, for doing this story and highlighting it. But one of the questions should be, why aren't other media outlets, like, we're not going to see this on CBS Sunday Morning or anything like that. That's problematic to me, because it's hard for me to believe that this is only happening in Philadelphia, and I think we know that it's not. It's probably happening here in St. Louis. They hire consultants to go around and teach this stuff. We had a big scandal here in St. Louis Public Schools where we had a new superintendent that came in, took a $17 million surplus and put it into a $32 million deficit. And one of the things that they did was hire all these touchy-feely woke, you know, people to come in and do the educating of the educators. But then you get to some of the examples here of what they did, some of the assignments in the classroom that are really outrageous.
Mm-hmm. Well, as you said, you may not see stories like this in all outlets across the country. I think that's part of why the free press exists, is to cover a lot of those stories that frankly go uncovered. But I'll add, this is a story about Philadelphia. You just mentioned an example of this in St. Louis. I did a story about a year ago about in California, school districts were paying an outside nonprofit group who was essentially using that money to then pay students to become student activists for different causes.
Yeah.
And so you see this across the country. It is not unique to just Philly, the California school system, nor is it unique to St. Louis. This is something that's happening across the country. And again, I think it goes back to what I'm starting to see is the development of a whole new philosophy of what it means to be a teacher. And I do think that there is this growing group of people, and perhaps the teachers' unions are also a part of why this has gained so much prominence, who believe that teachers are meant to teach students to be activists. And I think it's now reflecting in the curriculum and the way that students are being taught about how to view the world. And I think, again, you mentioned this happening in kindergarten. It happens in kindergarten. It happens in middle school. It happens in high school. And I think you're seeing the product of that on college campuses as well.
So you have an African-American history assignment that asks students to select a song to replace the national anthem after, quote, critically examining race and racism. And they write scenarios that represent racism, systemic racism, bias, white supremacy, white privilege, discrimination, racial justice. I mean, they're not really dancing around any of this, are they?
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
No, not at all. It's pretty clear. And, you know, you mentioned Jimenez, who's the curriculum director. He's pretty clear about it as well on his public-facing Instagram page. There was a case, actually, where a teacher was actively suing the Philadelphia School District for anti-Semitism in the workplace after October 7th. And he responded to an Instagram post about the lawsuit and just said, "White tears." So I think you're getting a really strong picture of who are the people that are shaping the curriculum that are teaching hundreds of thousands of students.
And this is an important point that you make in the piece. You have students in Philadelphia. Look, I think that, and I keep mentioning David Zweig's book, An Abundance of Caution, because I think his book is important. He goes through what happened during COVID and how a lot of these kids were affected. I think that's an important book, you know, even compared to the Jake Tapper book right now, because it affected so many people. But Philadelphia is not exactly knocking it out of the park when it comes to student performance, right?
Not at all. According to the most recent national assessment data, just 18% of Philadelphia's eighth graders are considered at or above proficient in reading. And that's compared to 30% nationwide, which already is a pretty abysmal number. And Philadelphia is just at 18% in that metric. So again, these students, they're not being taught to read, and yet they're being taught this very specific narrow worldview. And I think I've learned from so many different teachers and parents that I've spoken to in school districts across the country, there is such frustration about this, that so much effort and energy is put into teaching students curriculum that is very activist focused. Meanwhile, the basics, how to read, how to do math, that often gets lost. And I think you're seeing that reflected in these really upsetting test scores.
You know, and Franny, I've made the case, and I hope I'm right about this, that I think that there has been a lot of awareness on certain issues, certainly in the last couple of years, maybe since the election, that are important, whether it's a cultural issue or something else where maybe the tide is turning. Certainly I can mention the trans ideology, especially because here in St. Louis, we had Jamie Reed, who was the whistleblower. But when it comes to education, I hate to be so pessimistic. I see things like this exposed, but I never see anything addressed, because these teachers, they feel, and the superintendents even, they feel empowered right now. And they don't seem to be moving in a direction that, you know, let's use the what comes up a lot in the news is the Tulsa race riot, right? Oh, conservatives are trying to keep that from the classroom. No, I'm saying we should do that. But is there any balance when it comes to the anti-Americanism that's going on? And I think your report in Philadelphia shows, no, there is not any balance.
Unfortunately, I think that this is a growing trend across the country, this kind of anti-American type curriculum. And I don't necessarily see the tide turning quite yet. I think the best sign of that is going to be what happens within the teachers' unions. And I think when we start hearing the teachers' unions take a different approach to education, that's when we'll start to see changes being implemented. And right now, I'm not quite seeing that. I think especially if you go and look at kind of the resolutions that the teachers union is discussing in its yearly conferences, it's very social justice activism focused. And I think that's a reflection, again, also of what we're seeing in the classroom.
Well, this is great work here. And we have barely, you know, even given examples that you give countless examples here of this curriculum. I'm going to post it on Twitter. Franny Block, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon.
Thanks for having me.
All right, take care. I mean, some of this is like students are taught to examine the development of American foreign policy through the lens of historical race and racism. An assignment about Ronald Reagan and American conservatism. Oh, you would think that maybe they're fair there. No, it asks students to write a critical analysis of the American narrative versus, quote, reality on topics such as the war on drugs. Wartime propaganda during World War II created the base for a culture of national unity across the United States. Look, there was wartime propaganda. We know that. But the way that they're doing this and the way that they're spinning this is rather outrageous. And it's happening here in St. Louis. I'm fully confident. By the way, it's happening in Webster Groves and Kirkwood. Unfortunately, it's not just the cities.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.